USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florence has been downgraded to a tropical depression as of 5 a.m. Eastern. The National Weather Service reports it's no longer a tropical storm, now packing maximum sustained winds of 35 miles an hour. And the center of the storm is about 20 miles southwest of Columbia, South Carolina, but still dumping buckets of rain on the southeast, especially the Carolinas. The Fayetteville mayor said late yesterday,
"If you are refusing to leave during this mandatory evacuation, then you need to do things like notify your legal next of kin, because the loss of life is very possible."
At least 13 storm-related deaths have been attributed to the storm. Also, hundreds of thousands remain without power, some areas having seen up to 30 inches of rain already, and it will likely continue for days. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The governor of Massachusetts declares a state of emergency after natural gas explosions. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Mayor Dan Rivera says Columbia's communications with local authorities have been poor and the company's hiding from the problem.
First, evacuate everyone. Are you sure? Yes. Are you sure evacuate everyone south of the river? Yes. And then lower up there, yes, evacuate everyone. So we did it. The second thing they asked us to do was to shut off the power. Are you sure? Shut off the power. Yes, shut off the power. We're not going to shut off the power. Then we're going to shut off the... Finally, we shut off the power. Those are the last two coherent pieces of information we got from Columbia Gas.
Thursday's blasts are being blamed for more than 60 fires, a death, and about 25 injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Ariana Grande has put up a tribute on Instagram for Mac Miller, who died last week of an apparent overdose. "I adored you from the day I met you," she wrote, "and I always will." The two had dated for about 2 years, only breaking up last May. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration is working on fulfilling another one of its campaign promises. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is looking to make drug prices more affordable for patients. That's according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. He joined Fox Business to explain how he's doing that.
The president is adamant. He's going to bring drug prices down. We laid out a blueprint back in May. Since that time, it's taking effect. We've been just lopping off and executing item after item in that blueprint. We've seen 60% reduction in price increases from pharma.
Wow.
Since the president rolled out his blueprint. We've had two companies that have rolled back price increases, decreased prices. We've had other companies that had announced they were going to increase prices and then pulled back from them. And we've had close to 15 companies that have said they're not going to increase prices the rest of this year. Now, I'm not counting on their voluntary actions. We're rewiring the whole system.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
New data from Adobe Analytics finds America spent a record $2 billion online on Labor Day, which is up 23% from a year ago. Shoppers shelled out money on big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and grills. According to the Washington Post, retail strategists believe the numbers bode well for the upcoming holiday shopping season.